The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Carl Jackson Show Podcast on this Wednesday edition. I'm going to talk to you about Mayor Eric Adams. Mayor Eric Adams, this condescending, all-show, no-substance mayor of New York City, said something that I thought just exposed who he is and honestly how he is. And we're going to be talking about that. But first, before we get to that, I want to encourage you to please subscribe to the podcast everywhere podcasts are found. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. Please follow us, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube channel, to our Rumble channel. Follow us wherever we are on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. The same is true for any of the place where the podcasts are. The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me. And if you want to fight election integrity and help this podcast and also help an American entrepreneur, you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, or you can give them a call at 800-858-0263 using the promo code Carl. And you can purchase yourself as an early gift or someone in your family member. Percale bed sheets are on sale. Normally a queen size sells for $89.98, but for you using my promo code, they're $39.98. The same is true for the Giza Dream Sheets. Now, those things are available in a variety of sizes and colors, but also whatever else is on the website, use that promo code, Carl. Whatever discounts apply, use that promo code. They will apply to you. So anyway, we appreciate you supporting Mike Lindell and MyPillow, supporting this podcast as well, supporting election integrity, supporting American manufacturing. Now, this is, I want to get to this Mayor Eric Adams thing. This hit me particularly hard. I am in Orlando, Florida, so I'm going to ask all of you guys to pray for the residents of Orlando, to pray for the state of Florida. Many states, many of Americans have experienced natural disasters before. So this is nothing new for Florida, but this one, this Hurricane Ian, looks like it's going to be a whopper. So just please keep us in your prayers. I really would sincerely appreciate that. We just pray for the least amount of damage as possible, the least amount of carnage, human carnage as possible. These things tend to wreak havoc on people's lives, and we're no stranger to that in Florida. But we've also, there's states surrounding us that have experienced the same and are likely going to experience some of Hurricane Ian as well. So just please keep us in your prayers. We'll do a podcast on this a little later, perhaps this evening or tomorrow. But the left is already attempting to attack Governor Ron DeSantis on his leadership when it comes to Hurricane Ian. He's been doing a phenomenal job as well as his team. So there's nothing there. But the person that I want to get to and talk about is Mayor Eric Adams. Now, let me say this before Gabe strikes up this video here. I want you to understand that I knew from the very beginning, and I spoke about it at the time, that Mayor Eric Adams was going to be a complete disaster. As a matter of fact, I recall talking about it even while he was one of the candidates running for the position. It was the lesser of several evils. All of the candidates on the stage, including Mayor Eric Adams, were leftists, not liberals, not moderate Democrats, but they were all leftists. They were all progressives. Apparently, he was the least the lesser of the evils, if you will. And then after what's the guy's name? Mayor Bill de Blasio. You almost would have expected that you couldn't do any worse than Mayor Bill de Blasio. But I think that New York has. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio, he was lazy, he was corrupt, and all of those things. I don't believe that Eric Adams is lazy. I just think he's completely inept and incompetent at the job. And if you just take a, if you're just looking at this video, if you're watching it on YouTube and Rumble, and you can just see the still frame of the video. I don't know if Gabe has it up yet, but we'll play it for you regardless. But just even looking at the still frame that I'm looking at, this guy is all show. You can see it. You can see, you know this instinctively. Looking at this guy is all show and no substance. You know, I was trying to think of names for him earlier. Perhaps Showtime is a name, but I don't want to give anything, don't want to give him any nickname that gives the guy props. What I'm going to do is break down some of the differences between New York and Kansas, because the New York City mayor took a shot at the state of Kansas the other day, and I just thought it was uncalled for, and it's un-American in my opinion. And it's exactly what the left is trying to do while they say we're trying to do this, and that is to divide Americans, and that is wrong. A person with his stature, with his leadership, shouldn't be attempting to divide Americans. Listen, we can debate on certain political issues, that's fine, but to attack another state when it was uncalled for, unnecessary, and the way in which he did it, you'll hear this, but I'm telling you, this guy is a fraud. I told you from the get-go, and I will tell you now, things will not get better in New York City under Mayor Eric Adams. This guy is all show, no substance. You could smell it. You could see it from a mile away. It is not going to improve. It is not going to improve. Sorry, and let's just be real. If you're electing a Democrat in this time and era, especially if they're on the left or if they claim to be progressives, you are not going to get a good candidate. You're not going to get someone that can govern. You're going to get someone that may look good on camera, someone that may be able to give a decent speech, although that hasn't necessarily been the case, in my opinion, with Mayor Eric Adams. But you're not going to get people of substance. I mean, consider the governor of New York, the nanny of New York, I should say, Kathy Hochul. Make sure that you vote for Lee Zeldin, as a matter of fact. But I'm going to go ahead and play this video, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to go through the differences, right, between Kansas and New York. I'll read you some comments that some people criticize, some people on Twitter, some big names on Twitter. You know, they criticize the mayor, and I want to share some of those. I share some of those criticisms, so I do want to share them. But I have to even check myself because I'm like, you know what? This guy doesn't represent the attitudes of all New Yorkers. But this is a condescending, elite Showtime prick of a statement that Mayor Eric Adams says. So let's go ahead and play the audio clip, por favor, Gabe.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. And when people see it, it means something. You know, when we go there, it's not, Kansas doesn't have a brand. When you go there, okay, you're from Kansas. No. Well, you know what? But New York has a brand. It has a brand.
So the guy takes a shot at Middle America. Now, you can tell he was probably thinking of this stuff on the fly, right? But he goes right to Kansas. He goes right to Middle of America. He goes right to a state that I'm sure he considers a red state. And he decides to attack him. And he decides to, he makes a conscious decision at that point to condescend to the state of Kansas, to the people of Kansas. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand. Well, yeah, Kansas does have a brand, Mayor. Let's go over some of the stats here. Population of New York City, 20.2 million approximately. That's as of the latest numbers that we could find. That was in 2021. The population of Kansas, 10,711,000 and about 900 people as of the most recent stats that we could find. The individual tax, state income tax in New York, anywhere from 4% to 10.9%. The farming agriculture in New York, 33,000 small farms. So listen, here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to knock New York, but I do want to knock this mayor because this mayor is a complete and utter fraud. I'm going to get to the crime numbers. I'm going to get to the unemployment numbers. This guy is a complete and utter fraud. This is a guy that you can tell loves chasing down the camera, loves chasing down the microphone. But when it comes to substance, when it comes to protecting the people of New York City, when it comes to helping to provide a better life for the people of New York City, that's not what he's doing. As a matter of fact, what I believe is happening, I believe this guy is trying to use New York City as a springboard to something greater. I know there's some that have said he'll run for president. This guy can make it as a campaign, as a presidential campaign candidate. I mean, as a presidential candidate. There's no way. He doesn't have the skill. Now, I'm not saying that he won't try to jump in the race. He'll just stink at it. Because once these people get real questions, substantive questions, they can't hack it. He will not be able to hack it. This guy is all show and no substance. I need you to understand that. The unemployment rate in New York City, 6.6%. Actually, that's New York. I suspect it's even higher in New York City, but it's 6.6%. Major crime has skyrocketed under his leadership. Now, understand that this is a former police officer. So after the communists, Mayor Bill de Blasio leaves office, that corrupt moron, after he leaves office, you would have thought that crime would have gotten better. It hasn't. Crime has gotten worse under this guy. Crime has skyrocketed under Mayor Eric Adams. I'm almost tempted to say because he's a black dude and that a lot of the crime is perpetrated by minorities and blacks, maybe they want to say, screw you, Mayor Eric. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's even worse than it was under Bill de Blasio. And I didn't think that was possible, but it is. Crime has skyrocketed 37%, an average all across the board of over 30% since this guy has taken office. It's insane. Shootings are up. Actually, this is from July of 2021 through 2022. And it's not getting any better. Shootings are up in New York, 13.4%. Murders are up. Listen to this. Murders are up 34.3%. Guys, that's unheard of. That's unheard of. That means his city is much less safe with him in charge. Felonies are up 18.2%. Did that make sense? Much less. That didn't sound right. Anyway, murders are up, again, 34.3%. Felonies are up 18.2% under his leadership. Illegal guns arrests are up 2.4%. As if guns are the problem, right? I mean, really, they need to be allowing law-abiding citizens to conceal carry around there and crime would go down, but that's not going to happen. These people are communists. They're communists. They don't want their citizens to own guns. They want to be the big and bad ones, the only ones that get to carry guns because they like telling people what to do. The nanny of New York, also this guy, they like being babysitters of the people. But these people are all show. They have no substance. That's why the state is in shambles. That's why New York City is in shambles. So the illegal guns arrests up 2.4%. Grand larceny, 40.6%. Robberies are up 37.2% in the span of 1 year under this guy's leadership. Burglaries are up 25.6%. Now, here's the median household income in the state of New York. The median household income in the state of New York is $71,117. All right. In some places around the country, that might be considered a decent income. Not in New York. The average monthly mortgage payment in New York is $2,807. Listen, I'm not sure you're getting that for an apartment inside of New York City. I've heard other numbers where they're absolutely astonishing, a few grand all the way up to like $5,000 or so. And you're talking about minimal square footage in New York City. This is the type of life that you live in New York City. Now, I don't want to knock New York because there's plenty to love about New York. As a matter of fact, New York is a place that I've always wanted to visit. I've never visited New York. I was tempted to go during after the 9/11 attack. I got really busy with work and decided not to go. I wish I had dropped everything and went to help out at the rubble or get as close to it as possible, help out in any way I could have. I didn't. I wish I would have. But after that, I was like, you know what? What I'm going to do is go and my family and I will go visit the memorial, right? The 9/11 memorial. Never got a chance to do that. Now that's shutting down. Why? Not because of COVID, but because of the COVID lockdowns. And this memorial was not able to bring in enough money once the lockdowns began. They can no longer afford to keep that open. That's a city in disarray. Now, I wanted to visit New York because I understand that there's more to New York than New York City, but I'm also a city guy. I was born and raised in Los Angeles. So I wanted to go to New York. I wanted to see some of the shows. I wanted to see the lights. I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. I'm holding out. I don't feel safe going to New York or taking any of my family members to New York as long as Governor Kathy Hochul or the nanny of New York is in charge and this guy, all show no substance, Eric Adams, is in charge. I don't feel safe based upon what I read and what I hear. I don't want to go and I don't want to be a murderer. I don't want to be murdered. I don't want to be a victim of grand larceny. I don't want to be I shouldn't say grand larceny, but I don't want to be a victim of robbery. I don't want to be, I don't want to be assaulted in any way. And the numbers are so high, it's hard to imagine that you wouldn't be going to New York. The numbers are absolutely astounding. But New York has plenty to offer. This is what I can't stand about the left. And this is an argument for the Electoral College. I'll get on to some of the stats of Kansas, but this is an argument for the Electoral College. One of the things that makes America so great and so exceptional has always been our differences. We could be different, yet united as Americans. The left is proving with people like Eric Adams that that doesn't exist with these people. See, the Electoral College, yes, it's great because even the smallest of states gets to make sure that their voices are heard. States like Florida, like my own, Texas, New York, California, the bigger states with the biggest populations can't drown out the voices of some of these smaller states. Now, me as an American, I don't want the voices of other American states and towns to be drowned out. What I'd like to do is travel to some of these smaller states and smaller towns across the country to appreciate the differences. I don't want every state that I visit to feel like a New York or a Florida. That wouldn't be America. What makes us exceptional are our differences in some cultural aspects, some ethnic aspects, but our unity as Americans. And what the left is attempting to do and what they have done is they just continue to divide us. In even any way, shape, and every time they get an opportunity, they try to divide us. I can't stand Mayor Eric Adams. I think he's a complete fraud. I really do. I think this guy is all about me. That may be another nickname. Showtime, all about me, Eric Adams. All show, no substance. But I really believe this guy is all about himself and not about the people of New York. He strikes me as just straight up Showtime. It's Showtime. No substance. It's Showtime. His policies stink. That's obvious. But anyway, just going back to the Electoral College, this is an argument for the Electoral College. It isn't just the vote. It's the things that makes us unique. If I wanted to raise a family, I wanted to settle down. I wanted to raise a family. I'm not thinking of New York. Maybe a small town place like Kansas or a small state, I'm sorry, like Kansas or Kansas City. And maybe that's a better place to raise a family. I mean, you ever think about this stuff? I just hate how they divide. I just hate how they divide. Now, I told you that Kansas has a population of nearly 11 million, 10,711,000. Upwards of 10,712,000. They have an individual tax rate that goes from 3.1% to 5.7%. I think it taps out at about 8% between state and local taxes. That's the highest they go. They offer, now New York, they do, New York has 33,000 individual small farms. I was really impressed to hear that. There are other parts of New York. People, from what I understand, there's New York City and then there's New York, right? But New York City offers the glitz, the glamour, the big buildings, all that kind of stuff. They also offer the crime and the poop on the streets and everything else at this point. But they also have farms. When you go out to different parts of New York, from what I understand, it's absolutely beautiful. Obviously, you get Niagara Falls. You have different parts of New York where red state Americans live. I should say not red state Americans, but Republicans live, or more conservative New Yorkers live, not necessarily Republican, but areas that are more common sense New York. And I understand it's absolutely beautiful. So it isn't my goal to knock the state. Those are my fellow Americans. Those are my fellow Americans. And I just hate that Mayor Eric Adams, all showed no substance, Eric Adams. I hate that he doesn't see it that way. And that audio clip was totally disgusting. Let me just read some of the critiques, and then I'll get into. Actually, let me go through the rest of this Kansas City stuff. So Kansas State University offers the top 10 of America's 140 agricultural programs. So they seem to know what they're doing in farming. I told you that New York has 33,000 small farms. But when I looked up the agriculture, they're big into climate change and all this stuff. So that's not to say that obviously they don't do some good. Obviously they do. But it saddened me that that's one of the first things I see when I start exploring or searching for agriculture inside of the state of New York. But when it comes to Kansas City, they offer again, at Kansas State University offers the top 10 of America's 140 agricultural programs. The unemployment rate, where is in New York is 6.6%. It's 2.4% in Kansas, meaning it's virtually non-existent. The murder per capita per 100,000 people tops out at 0.03%. Rape tops out, and I don't mean to minimize these, but crime is few and far between compared to New York City there. Rape, 0.43% out of 100,000, not even 1%. Again, not to minimize, but just so that you understand, comparatively, I mean, it's apples and oranges. Crime rate in Kansas is almost non-existent compared to New York. Robbery, 0.32%. Assault, 3.44% out of 100,000. These people in Kansas, wheat, grain, beef, those are their big things, but they grow all 10, and I won't go through them, but all 10 of the top things that we grow inside of the United States are grown inside of the state of Kansas. They're no joke. These people are no joke, not to mention we all know about the Kansas barbecue. All right. Well, if you haven't, you may not know. But right, there's culture everywhere. There's history everywhere. That's one of the things I love about the United States of America. And then you have this guy, Eric Adams, who just an absolute and utter fool. Now, the median income, I believe, the median household income in Kansas is $31,929. So just shy of 32 grand. So that's less than half of what the people in New York make. But the average monthly mortgage payment in New York, if I didn't mention this, is $2,800 compared to $1,387 in the state of Kansas. All right, so that's a drastic difference. Now, I understand that it's relative, but again, you go to places like New York City, I'm sorry, you're paying a lot more than $2,800. If you go to Mayor Eric Adams to get anything decent, you're paying thousands of dollars. I mean, I know this is $2,800. You're paying more than that to get some cereal box to stay in. These are the differences. So why he would do that just shows to me, he's not a leader. He's not a leader. He's a showman. He's a showman. All right. So here's what some of the critics had to say when after Mayor Eric Adams said that New York has a brand. And when people see it, you know, it means, and just look how the people laughed. Recall how the people laughed. It's so annoying, man. But that's the left. That's who they are. This guy, Eric Stone Street, he commented on the issue on Twitter. I'm from Kansas and have been in New York many times. I find beauty in both places and with the people from both places. Too bad New York City's elected leader can't say the same thing. Very smart comment. Very smart comment. There's beauty in both places. That's what makes America great. There's beauty in both places. The mayor of New York City doesn't recognize that. This is from the, who is this? At Fenway underscore nation says, Kansas has wheat, aerospace, Dodge City. He has a beautiful picture of a locomotive train, top tier barbecue, the Eisenhower Presidential Library, picturesque small towns with low crime. And he says, cool S like this. And he takes a picture of the train. See, everyone has a culture. It may not be New York City culture, but everyone has a culture and every state has a brand, Mayor Eric Adams. And it's sad that you don't get that. See, this guy can never be president. He doesn't appreciate America. He can't see outside of New York City and the cameras that are right in front of his face. He can't see that. The guy's too small-minded. What else do we have here? Pamela Hensley, at Pamela Hensley 2022 says, New York City Mayor Adams just said New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand. Yeah, she says, your brand is crime and more crime, idiot. And that's fitting. And I told you the stats. Crime has skyrocketed under this guy. They're up 37% under this guy that was a former law enforcement officer, I believe former NYPD. And crime has skyrocketed under this guy. Jason Whitlock of The Blaze. I love Jason Whitlock. Love hearing him on The Blaze or when he sits in for Glenn Beck. He says, I lived in Kansas for a number of years. Brand, quote unquote, is overrated. Safe streets, good neighborhoods, and politicians that are more concerned with substance than brand or what make Kansas special. Man, that's good. Substance over brand. Substance over brand. That's good. So guys, just understand who we're dealing with the elites. We're dealing with a bunch of showmen that have absolutely no substance. This is what we're up against in November. People that are more concerned with brand or ideology rather than the people that they're supposed to serve. Rather than being concerned about their fellow American, but yet demonizing their fellow American. I don't hate Democrats because they're Democrats. I hate their policies. I hate their policies with a passion because they're dangerous for America. They're dangerous for freedom. They're dangerous for the individual. So I hate their policies with a passion. I dislike plenty of them, but I don't hate them. It seems that the left hates us. And it's a sad state of affairs. We see this in the division with not just Mayor Eric Adams, but their leader, Joseph Biden. It's unbelievable where we're at. It's unbelievable where we're at. But anyway, if you're a New Yorker, man, be proud that you're a New Yorker. If you're from Kansas, be proud that you're from Kansas. You're an American, first and foremost. All right, guys, I appreciate you listening to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. I hope that you'll join me. We'll have some podcasts off. We're bracing for the Hurricane Ian here. I can't lie to you. So, I wouldn't lie to you. But we're bracing for Hurricane Ian, so we're going to try to pump out some more podcasts for you in the upcoming days. Perhaps we'll record some this evening before things get too haywire. Apparently, this thing is going to come a lot closer to my backyard than I want it. Anyway, so you guys, please pray for the people that are in harm's way, and I thank you for tuning in to our show. Oh, I want to remind you, too, the Battleground Talkers Tour is coming to a town near you. Go to battlegroundtour.com. If you happen to be listening and you're in Orlando or you'll be around Orlando October 17th, come join us at Faith Assembly off of 417 Highway and at a church, Faith Assembly. It's right off of Curry Ford Road and Econ. Econ is short for Econ Lockhatchie. It's a very long Indian name, but we call it Econ around here, so we don't have to pronounce the entire name. But Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. Dennis Prager will be there. Mike Gallagher will be there. And, of course, I'll be there along with my buddies, the American Adversaries, Matt Buff, Roger Franklin Williams, and the entire crew right here in Orlando. You can go to theanswerorlando.com if you're interested in coming, buying tickets. So get your tickets today. But wherever you may be, check out battlegroundtour.com to see who's appearing in your particular area. And guys, just please subscribe to the podcast. Again, wherever podcasts are found, YouTube, Rumble, you name it, please subscribe. And also anywhere where the podcast is. Also, follow me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. Until next time, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.